In the early 1800s, the Tsar of Russia, which is like saying the Emperor of Russia, except that he wasn't an emperor, he was a Tsar, so we'll call him the Tsar of Russia. He ordered that all Jewish children from the age of 10 should be conscripted into the Russian army by force. The Tsar didn't like it when Jewish children kept the Torah and the mitzvahs, and his insidious plan was that the Jewish boys, after 30 years in the army, probably wouldn't even remember their name, certainly not that they were Jewish. And sure enough, many Yiddish nefashos were stolen away, were robbed of their Yiddish heritage by the cruel and vicious Russian army. Itzkel was grabbed off the street in Minsk, and he became another victim of the Russian army. That night, he was dragged into the mess hall, which is army speak for a dining room. But this was no ordinary dining room. It was a huge room. The tables extended as far as the eye could see, and many thousands of soldiers were sitting at the tables and eating. Itzkel sat down at a table with a large group of Jewish boys just like him, but none of them were wearing yarmulkes. Itzkel put his yarmulke on his head, and he looked at the food, which didn't look kosher. And all of a sudden, a Russian sergeant came up behind him.
You not wear this yarmulke in here. You understand? This is not your cheder. This is not your school. This is Russian army. You take yarmulke and put in pocket if you want to keep it.
You know something? I don't think so. I think I'll just wear it. Thank you.
Suddenly, he felt a big blow on his head, and his yarmulke flew across the room.
Excuse me, that was not very nice. Are you going to go get it now, or I'm going to have to go get it myself?
You're not wearing yarmulke in this room again, or else.
Or else what?
Don't open your mouth to me.
If I don't open my mouth, how am I supposed to talk?
You good for nothing. You filthy Jew. You!
Yeah, me what?
I am going to take you. I'm going to choke you to death.
Well, that wouldn't be very smart, would it? Because then I would be dead.
That's the whole idea, you filthy Jew. Go get your Jew cap if you want to keep it. From now on, you not wear it in this room.
You know, I'm really sorry to have to do this, but I'm going to have to write a letter to the Tsar about you.
What do you mean, write a letter to the Tsar? How do you know the Tsar?
Do you want to find out how I know the Tsar? How about you let me wear my yarmulke, and I'll eat in peace, and then I won't have to write the letter.
What you write in letter?
Well, it's very simple. You see, I'm going to write in the letter that because of you, we're going to lose the war.
What you mean, lose the war?
I mean that if I can't wear a yarmulke, I can't eat. And if I can't eat, I'm going to be weak. And if I'm weak, I'm not going to be able to fight. And if I'm not going to be able to fight, we're going to lose the war. And if we're going to lose the war, it's going to be your fault. You want the Tsar to know about that?
Well, actually, you know, I was thinking maybe anyway we should change policy. Maybe a Jewish boy can wear yarmulke in army. This good policy that what I was thinking anyway of making, okay?
Yeah, I was hoping you would say something like that.
Yes. You close big mouth and eat.
How am I supposed to eat? The food is not kosher.
Don't start up with me again, Jewish boy. You got your way this time. Not again.
How much you want to bet?
What is it this time?
Well, if I can't wear a yarmulke, then I can't eat. Listen, Gemara Cup, you're a real Lumden. You can understand this, even though, you know, maybe you're not so bright.
What do you mean I'm not so bright? I'm very smart.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you see, if I can't wear a yarmulke, I can't eat. And if I can't eat, I'm going to be weak. And if I'm going to be... Well, you know the whole spiel already.
You know what? You wear yarmulke, you eat kosher only, and you leave me alone!